Washing your dishes before you wash your dishes? Dirty Labs believes going green in the kitchen should not mean doing extra work. Their bioenzyme dishwasher detergent cuts through stuck-on food and leaves dishes sparkling, without compromising on safety or performance. No pre-rinse, no post-rinse, no compromise. Just powerful cleaning made without harsh chemicals. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Head to dirtylabs.com and use code PODCAST to get 20% off your first order.
I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter.
This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
So again, if you missed it, let's play the audio one more time. Kennedy was out at an event a little while ago, and somebody came by, wanted to meet Kennedy, hang out, chat it up.
Fan of the show.
Fan of the show.
Yeah, yeah.
And then said this.
All right, Kennedy, every once in a while you're annoying.
Can you give specific examples?
It's the laugh.
How did you feel in that moment?
I've heard it so many times before. And quite frankly, the honesty was refreshing.
You know what I mean? Not taken aback in the slightest?
Nah. No, because I know that in no way, shape, or fashion did she mean to be mean or ugly mm-hmm. to me. And while sometimes, yes, there's no filter, but we don't have one either. And I think sometimes that, you know, while you might never have met us, you feel like you know us. And that we're that good of friends. If you feel like I'm that good a friend to you that you can say this to me, then I feel like I've done my job.
All right, Kennedy. Every once in a while, you're annoying.
Can you give specific examples?
It's the laugh.
You guys must be really good friends.
Loretta's from Lowell.
Lowell.
Good morning, Loretta.
Good morning. So I can totally understand what you're going through, Kennedy.
Uh-huh.
My laugh is so obnoxious that I was at a restaurant sitting, like, in the bar area. And let me just tell you that there are, like, walls that partition the bar from the rest of the restaurant. And, I don't know, my husband said something that was funny, and so I, you know, busted out laughing. And former students of mine, like, from years past, came to find me because they knew I was in the restaurant.
It's that distinctive.
Oh, my gosh. It is. It's crazy.
I get it. Same.
Now I need to hear Loretta's laugh. Dan, be funny.
That's not how that works.
Isn't it, though?
Stephanie's from Hopedale. What do you want to say about
Kennedy? Good morning.
Hello.
What do you want to say
good
about
Kennedy? Good morning, everyone.
Hi.
What I want to say is it never in all the years I've been listening to the station, never once has it ever hit me as you're laughing annoying. In fact, I find your laugh incredibly comforting.
Aww.
And when I'm traveling and I have to listen to other stations or before I discovered Odyssey, I would feel very lost. And I like the other stations, they're okay, but it wasn't you. And there was not your laugh, which it just feels like home. So that's how I feel about your laugh.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I'll make a little audio clip for you. You can listen whenever you like.
Stephanie says your laugh feels like home.
Aww. Like a warm hug.
No, I'm going to cry.
Let's see if that's true.
Yeah, that's home.
Did that feel like home?
Well, there's more.
Oh, I know there's more. Hang on. Nancy's from Bridgewater. Good morning.
Did a little teaser.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good. You said you have an annoying what?
So, growing up, my older sister, who was 5 years older, always told me that I have the most annoying voice. Well, now, as adults, I was recently on a call with one of her coworkers, who's never met me, and she said at the end, I have to tell you, you sound exactly like your sister. I feel like I'm talking to her. And I said, well, I have a funny story for you. She thought that was hilarious. So then, of course, I had to tell my sister, who couldn't deny it, but everyone tells us we sound exactly alike now.
Oh, wow.
Mm. Is it annoying to sound like your sister?
Well, you'd like to be your own person.
Yes.
That's the answer I was looking for.
Succinct.
People used to tell me all the time when I was younger that I sounded like my mom when I would answer the phone.
All right, Kennedy. Every once in a while, you're annoying.
Can you give specific examples?
It's the laugh.
Help.
That was literally from one break. It was from 1 5-minute content break on the air.
That's the one right there.
You're welcome.
I don't know what I was doing there.
Help.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You read labels on your food because what's in it matters. Dirty Labs brings that same thinking to your dishes. In other words, what touches your food matters too. Dirty Labs is proving that cleaning doesn't have to be so dirty. So they created a dishwasher detergent designed to deliver conventional levels of clean without the toxic chemicals or residue. Because the plates and forks your family eats from deserve the same care as the food you put on them. Fall in love, or it's free, at DirtyLabs.com.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.